let's do some warm up.
How would you warm it up? Do you ever warm up your brain like you do at the gym with jits?
I do Wordle and crossword, and not crossword, chess puzzles every morning.
You think it's warming it up?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what, you know, it keeps the Alzheimer's away. That's what they say. What do you do to warm it up?
I go and take care of a child. It's just primal. It just warms.
So it's cold. So it's just.
It's automatic startup. It's like
it's cold start.
I'm like the crickets.
It's cold start. Like the, so it's no warming.
I'm like a fucking. I'm like the morning dew. You know what I mean? It's always there. I'm always wet.
I thought we were warming up.
Huh?
I thought we were warming up.
Yeah, you can get warm and wet and wild.
All right.
Yeah, dude, let's start off hot.
All right, yeah. So, Zach's wet.
Yeah, I didn't put out the last podcast. We got a little too drunk, dude. We were making a fool out of the whole thing.
That's okay.
Are you okay right now?
I feel like I am.
Yeah. You seem spacey as fuck.
I feel like, no, what I was thinking was that's the second podcast.
Yeah.
In the last three podcasts.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, there's something going on. Do you feel
it? Is your finger on it?
You don't feel the best, do you? You don't feel 100% like everything's going great.
Yeah, but I don't think any of the other episodes were when I was feeling 100%.
Yeah, but it's what you want to put out there, what I want to put out there. It's not like, I don't want to keep going over it. Because whenever I don't want to put it out, it's because we went over it last episode. And then we'll do an episode, and it'll be the same shit from the last one. And then it takes us two to get past something. We're hanger-oners.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah. But I don't think people want to hear that. I made a decision, an executive decision. And it might be wrong. And you're good to challenge me because I like this. I like when, you know.
I don't think it's a challenge if it's already been done.
Yeah. I mean, do you want me to put it out? You want to see?
No, it's too late. We've already balked on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see though.
Okay.
I'll see the chop.
I didn't know you had any, if you had any issue. This is a creative
thing,
guys.
If it's raw and uncut, then it's raw and uncut. Was it embarrassing? Was it?
It just wasn't interesting.
To you, rethinking your own conversation, not interesting?
Yeah. So if I don't think it's interesting, why would I think someone else thinks it's interesting? You know what I mean? We're our own filters.
I would also, you know what I mean, never buy fucking Under Armour. And Under Armour's doing just fine. You know what I mean? Like, just because you wouldn't do it doesn't mean somebody else isn't into it.
But it's not like I'm putting out Under Armour and I don't like Under Armour. You know?
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy pretty wild that made sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild that made sense and hurt so much. You know, hates the podcast.
So how have you been, man?
So you've been Justin Timberlake and us.
This place is looking good.
Yeah, I feel like it's finally done.
Yeah.
Now it'll get some new shit as we go, but I'm done putting shit around.
Yeah. Decorated. Smelled great when we walked in.
Got some plants.
Yeah, I got some greenery. Are those real?
Yes and no.
They are real. They're really there.
They're absolutely in front of your eyes.
All plants are real plants.
Some of them are real, some of them are fake. Mm.
Yeah. You know, it'd be cool if they had like NFT art, like plants like that, and it's like a hologram, and like you can like outbid people to like get their plant. Like they'll have a plant just lit up like for a few weeks, like I paid $3,000 for this NFT plant, and then you just buy it and it goes bloop. Or it or it dies and then it grows somewhere else. Yeah.
I don't think that would work at all.
Scrooge McDuck money one day.
Yeah, you still haven't thought of your master plan, have you?
No, dude. No. I can't really come up with a master plan being, you know, what I am.
What's that?
A white man.
I
could have stretched it out a little more, but I just went straight forward.
You did. It lost its zest, kind of, too.
Yeah, I did.
Took the punch off it. It was nice. So as a white master, you can't come up with a master plan. What do you call it? A black master plan. Your first mixtape.
What if I call it the blueprint? Someone already done that, or no?
I don't know. It sounds original.
Oh yeah, that sounds. I don't feel funny, man. I haven't felt funny.
And, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah,
because you've officially gotten your Instagram post, and I don't know if you've felt the repercussions. I don't know if you felt.
No one's come at me. The Jewish coalition. What are they called?
Congregation.
No, that's not it. Let's not get even worse in the fucking
movement.
But yeah, I didn't do stand up for a week, right? Yeah. And I got a slanderous Jewish post. So if you guys like that, thanks for liking that. It was well deserved. In my defense.
No defense.
In my defense. We got to talk about this. The reason I had a last opportunity to do an open mic at this place called Kingmaker Brewing.
It's called the Los, blame them.
Los Rotos Dojo. And they had a freak accident where someone was going 90 miles an hour, crashed into the building, jumped over a fucking a railroad.
Yeah.
And hit multiple cars, hit the entrance of the building that I was going to walk into not moments before.
Moments. Like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Mere moments before.
And they canceled the open mic. The building didn't have power. So how is that my fault?
And that was the last day you could have gone up?
It was the last day I could have gone up. And then 3 days later, I get this fucking post. I get this
notification. And then 6 days before that, there were no other opportunities?
So
you left it up to the judges, and you're mad.
An act of God literally happened.
Right, the judges.
Oh, man.
You left it up to the judges.
I almost said something very anti-Semitic. But it was the people who were driving the car, they weren't Jewish.
Could have been. Clearly. They ran.
They weren't. They weren't.
You could tell.
We saw they were Jewish. They like basketball, but they were Jewish.
But yeah, why aren't you feeling funny, man?
Because I haven't been doing stand-up, and I'm pissed at myself. And it sounds so like, come on, just don't.
Like, are you trying to like do a bit on me right now? Are you trying to get me to like, dude, why are you feeling funny? Well, I just haven't been writing Joe. Well, you just got to get out there.
And yeah, then, you know, that's what I want. Yeah.
So you're and it doesn't a 3 minute bit.
It doesn't work, does it? It's not working on you anymore.
It doesn't work on me, but does it still work on you is the real question.
That's the problem. It does.
Every time.
Yeah. I just don't want to. I know I'm going to go back up again and suck.
That's okay.
It should be, but it's not in my brain.
So you're an ego guy.
Yeah. Yeah, could be.
Wow.
It.
So you care what people think enough to not go up and not be as good as they thought you were.
Yeah. It's a problem.
But what if you did go up and you were as good as they thought you were with then?
I don't give a shit what they think.
I don't give a fuck.
No, it's not about them. It's just like knowing I'm going to suck and knowing like it's going to be, it's going to feel like I'm just starting again, like brand new. Like, I don't feel like the same person.
Yeah.
Just when I did it.
But that's the true, I feel like that's the true testament of, do you love this? Do you love this? Or do you just, did you like doing it? Because you'll get good again. You absolutely will. It'll take you way shorter this time if you actually start doing it.
Yeah.
But you do have to start over. And are you willing to start over as opposed to being like, eh, fuck this.
Yeah. I just don't know if I like the people. You know what I mean? Like, not in like an arrogant way or like a like fuck them way. It's just like, I don't like the people that go to these certain things and I don't want to make them laugh. Like, there's a certain kind of people, but they don't go to like comedy shows.
Like, what does that even, you don't want to make certain people laugh.
It's not that. It's just my goal isn't to make them laugh. Like, my goal is to make people who like maybe would go to like a theater or something laugh. Not like a bar at 12 a.m.
Yeah, but nobody gives a fuck about you going to a theater until you do.
Exactly, the bars. That's the whole problem. You have right. to do
so
all this
other
shit first.
Do you really care
first.
About doing theaters enough to do the bars? Or are you a little pussy fuck who's never watched anime before and doesn't know a fucking backstory if it slapped him on the back of the
I
neck?
I want the instant validation, dude. That's the problem. And that's why I'm like, do I even want this at all? But then I think about it every day. I'm just sitting there fucking.
I think you do it.
Yeah, I'm in a spiral, dude. Been drinking a lot more.
Have you been working out, though?
Not at all. I fucked up my shoulder. I didn't do the Murph at all. Wow. I fucked up my shoulder. I couldn't pick up my baby boy for like 2 days.
God forbid.
I was trying to do those fucking jerking pull-ups, and I was fine. And then the next day, like, my shoulder would just not move, and I literally couldn't hold my fucking baby boy. So,
how long are you gonna call him baby boy?
Until he's 30.
My little baby boy. Sweet little sunshine baby boy.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I gotta pull myself out of a slump.
Yeah, I don't think it's a slump anymore. I don't think you want to do stand up.
I think I do.
Yeah, but your stats on the field show that you're not aiming for the basket.
Is there something to be said?
Practice, you're saying you wanna make shots.
Is there something to be said for waiting until you're ready? Like waiting until you're like your ankle's all healed up to go back on?
No.
Like my brain's.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Nothing.
Push through the pain. Nothing. David Goggins, this shit.
What pain is there going to stand up? What pain is there?
The feeling of mediocrity and knowing I have ideas.
So did you not feel that way when you first started doing stand up?
I did.
So what is the issue?
Yeah. Made a baby. We can stop talking about it. I think we spent too much time on it.
No, I feel like we got to get over the hill. I feel like you're still not quite over the hump.
You went up last night. Talk about that. How did that feel? How does it feel?
It feels good, but it feels clunky. It feels like I don't have the drive behind it yet because I'm trying to find the funny again. But it's still fun being up there, and then you'll get little sparks and little runs. But I feel like I haven't put a flow together, just been doing jokes. Like I told you this earlier.
Yeah. Man.
But you gotta go through it to grow through it.
Old classic.
People know that.
That quote is Sofa King Sweet, dude.
People know that.
What other MySpace-isms did you have?
I don't know. That was
the grass is greener where you water it.
The grass is greener where you water it. Still my Instagram bio.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm thinking of.
What was another? Bio?
You had a long. You were the king of long MySpace names. I'm so ahead of my time. My parents haven't.
That's not yet. A name. That is like a. It's like a bio.
Was it like a tagline or something?
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
You were long. The king of the still longest MySpace names.
God, I miss MySpace.
Yeah, that was good. That was good stuff.
I miss it.
All just old rap lyrics before it was cool.
And then I would do this thing where I would talk to a girl maybe about music or a song, and then I would be like, I would go change my song on my page, and like didn't, you know, make it a big deal, but like she knew, and she would bring it up, you know? I was thinking of one girl.
Why are you whispering to me?
Think about that song.
It was crazy, the late nights.
Yeah.
Making sure nobody was on the phone.
Yeah, man. Do you think we get too nostalgic since we know each other? We've known each other for too long? Do you ever worry about that?
What does that mean? Like, get too...
Like, we reminisce too much?
No. Fuck no. Why not? I feel like if you don't reminisce, you'll forget. The longer between the memories, the more not a memory it's going to be when you remember it. You know, they say like you fuck up your memories.
They say your entire body, like your cells replicate in your body every 7 years. You know what I mean? Like the
so
damage
and repair.
If you
haven't remembered that memory in 7 years, it's gone forever.
Is that even a real memory? Yeah.
Exactly.
Whoa.
So reminisce.
Remember this?
Talk about your past.
7 days. 7 days.
What?
You don't remember that?
7 days.
7 days. The ring.
Oh. The ring? That's what you're doing right now?
Yeah.
You're doing ring impressions?
Do you remember when they walked they walked in the closet and that little kid was dead? No.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
You know what I'm saying? No, and then like it's the creepiest thing. It's not like a jump scare. It's not a jump scare. It's like a quick cut to, and then like her like it may be a little boy, like the lifeless head just like falls. It's the creepiest thing. It gave me goosebumps just thinking about it.
In the ring.
In the ring.
Yeah. All right, I'll give it a look. I'll give it a...
Oh, dude, I don't even want to think about it anymore.
Give it a browse. I'll give it a once over. I'm
about to throw up.
I'm about to fucking think about Jumanji comedy, dude. I'll fucking...
Throw up in this can.
You ever thrown up in a Coke can? At a baseball game? It was amazing.
How are jits? You choking bitches out?
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
This is what you need to do to me, women.
Yikes.
You need to...
You're choking any bitches out? this gave me a good idea.
No, but you need to start a women's self-defense class.
Yeah, I don't think that's the true intention of women's self-defense class.
Because then their defenses are down.
And then you raise them up.
And you be on the offensive.
You lower the fences, walk across the fence, raise the fence behind yourself.
You lower the fence and your pants. No, that'd be cool. You know?
No, that would not be cool.
Yeah. Is it too obvious? We'll talk about it later. It's fine. You wouldn't have to be, you wouldn't have to call it like women's self defense. You can just call it a self defense class, and only really women will show up. Like that's how you brand it. Oh, you can't be too overtly creepy.
You don't think guys would sign up for a self defense class?
They would, but then you know they're, you know, they need self defense.
And every other guy. That's how you start the class to women. See how many guys out there don't need this class.
Look at the guys in here.
Kill you.
You don't have to worry about these guys. Just dress them down.
This is the amount of guys that you can feel safe around. Look at everybody out there.
Those are brutal men out there. Those are actual men. Yeah.
Oh, mother fuck.
So it sounds fun.
Yeah. You're selling me again. I'm back in.
Yeah.
I'll talk to my people. I'll get my investors.
I'll try to get a loan tomorrow.
I got $50,000.
Yeah. What were we talking about before that? Jits.
Yeah. People out. This one's going good. Been coaching more classes. Actually going to compete in some what would you call it? Like official ranked tournaments, to like give you like international standings and shit like that. So
you have to travel?
Nah, they're coming to, one's coming to Jax, one's going to Orlando. So I'm gonna do both of those.
Would you ever go down to Brazil?
Where?
Brazil.
Is the B, the R, and the A silent?
Brazil. Would you ever go down there and fuck around?
Sure. Nah. Yes. Sure. Yes. Yes.
Dude, I think you should do that. That'd be sick.
I feel like that'd be one of the ones that would be, I would want to have a guide.
Oh, like a fixer. Yeah.
To do the things that I'd want to do. Yeah. Like.
Get cocaine.
Huh.
Huh.
I feel like you could do that on the
resort. Pure.
But no, to do like, to actually like go train and like get in the thick of it and. You know,
you just have like to, a local. I think you just set it up like Instagram, like follow, like go on that tag, go to what city you want to go to and go follow people who do that at the city. Get like, you know,
be like, what are you doing? It's first DM.
Yeah.
Like, you're from Florida. I'd be like, yeah, I just was scoping. Saw you were hanging out at the beach.
Yeah.
Don't.
I don't know, man. That's what you should do. Like travel for your interests.
See, okay.
You can do that. You're a single man.
Here's
you know
what I think what I am doing. I might go to Tokyo.
Ooh, snowboarding. Yeah, that's nuts.
For like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
That I've been wanting to knock off Japan for a while.
Dude, 2.5 weeks is such a single, like, that's so awesome. Like, I can't do that.
You absolutely could.
I could. I just feel like a piece of shit as a dad. Would you though? Especially a new dad. I can do that and when they're like older, but like when they're young, you're missing too much shit. Two and a half weeks.
Older is going to feel, older now feels like 5, but when they're 5, it's going to feel like 9. When they're 9, it's going to feel like 13. And when it's just going
to. When 13, you're like, get the fuck out because you're like pretty close to 18. Is that what you're saying?
No, I just feel like they're never going to be old enough for you not to want to be around them.
Hopefully. That's the goal.
That's why you just got to not be around them.
And then they'll really want your approval.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's when they're like, they're like, where are Miss Daddy?
That's a solid strategy.
I like that.
Yeah.
Go on fake business trips just to see how much, gauge the miss.
Yeah, here, turn in, turn here.
A lot of them, a lot. There we go, I found it.
Yeah.
A lot is like, they don't, they're around too much. You're too familiar. You're a regular guy. You leave a couple times, you get a couple where's daddies, then.
I want them to be so just like unimpressed by my presence. That's the goal.
Huh.
So just like it's a given he's there. Because then when I'm not there, it's going to hurt and that'll feel good.
Something feels off. Just there.
Yeah.
It was always there.
But you want to go to Japan.
Japan.
Schwapan. Japan.
Japan. For some reason, I kept thinking this would be a different one.
That last one hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Japan, Japan. Go to a snow festival.
Japan.
Go fucking do all the international things.
Buy some undies.
Whoa. I don't think I'd do any of that stuff. I'd probably do a lot of anime stuff, though.
Yeah.
Do some of, like, the Japanese rave nightlife.
Yeah. Sierra says Audio Technica. That's what you pop in right there, bro.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's what you pop in right there.
I'm glad I have headphones on.
But,
and it'll knock one off.
Do you think it's easy to hook up with a Japanese girl? You would just get an escort, right?
What?
Like, I would just scope. If I was there for 2.5 weeks and I was single, I would just scope, see how easy what the customs are, you know what I mean? Like, did girls hook up?
How long would that take you?
3 days. And then.
three days.
Sniff it out, you snuff it out, and then you work on a backup plan. And that's going to, like, one of those hosts. Host bars or the karaoke bars. You pay
bars?
Like a woman to be your host, basically, at like different bars. And some are like freaky, and some are just like you literally go and do karaoke.
I've never heard of this, but okay.
Yeah. It's giving you free game. Right, but you scope out the dirty ones, and then that's backup plan.
Just in case you can't find an Asian girl?
This is if I'm single and in Japan for 2.5 weeks,
this
dude.
This is completely hypothetical. Why are you acting like this?
I don't think I've been with, like, a straight Asian woman before, though. Have you? You have, right?
Filipino,
same.
Same, you said?
What?
Wait, you said what? Same?
Same. Half Filipino, so it wasn't full. She wasn't full.
So you have it then.
Yeah, I mean, it's like one drop rule, you know? We can't edit this, can we?
Just one. No, I don't think. You said full Asian. That's not full Asian.
Yeah, it's not. That's and okay. some men's eyes it is. Talk to a World War II vet.
A lot of World War II vets have Asian wives now.
That is funny. That is real funny.
That's a real funny joke you got there, young man.
I keep wanting to quote fucking Tim Robinson. We watched I Think You Should Leave before this. We shouldn't do that.
Why?
It just feels, you don't ever feel like you're I like watching stand up. You say you don't like watching stand up, right? Cuz like you feel like you take shit.
Yeah.
Like, we literally just watched a sketch show, and then this podcast is us trying to come up with dumb kind of bits that could be sketches.
No, I feel like this podcast is that, and we just got energized off of a sketch show.
Do you watch porn before you fuck?
No, I don't.
All right.
No, well, I do not. Do you?
No, but that was really hard to ask that. I don't know why I said it so harshly.
It was kind of aggressive. It was slightly off-putting.
We're not the type of friends that tell each other, like, freaky, like, vivid sex stories.
No.
We shouldn't, should we?
And you almost did. I feel like you almost got, like... anxietied into, which was strange.
Oh.
I was just like, What are you doing right now?
That piggybacks on something else I wanted to talk about. And we can't take it out if I do.
What kind of stuff are we talking about here? You know.
I'm going to tell you about darts. And I got a thing I got to pick with you.
No.
You can pick it with me too. We'll pick back and forth. Pick.
All right. That's how.
I'm gonna go very soft with mine, and you can go however you want with yours.
Well, I don't. Why do I need one?
But just know I'm.
You're the only one with something to say.
All right. Okay. I don't want to hang out with girls you aren't when with girls you aren't dating. Like us three. It was like a friendly thing. But I don't know if you're hooking up with this girl or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But I don't want to be there. It's either you and me or our girlfriends or perspective, like my wife.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't want to hang out. Like, I don't want to feel like a third wheel. And I don't want to meet a girl you're with until you're serious with her, about her.
I think the exact opposite.
Really?
I think I'd rather you meet her before I get serious about her.
Nah, because it can't be on me, dude.
It's not on you at
all. I thought about this, too. No, it has to be, like, you're excited to show me this girl. Like, Papa, I got a nice bag of change.
No, it's not first date material. But it's 3 month material.
But is it fair for me to set that boundary with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. I don't know why you're saying it like this.
Yes. How does it make you feel?
not bad at all.
But that's basically my thing. I was like, I don't want to fuck her. I gotta be nice to this bitch. Not she's a fine person. Whatever.
Oh my lord.
But it's just like,
dude.
Dog.
You're wild.
I want to hang out with my boy.
The fact that you need to, yeah.
That says something.
That says something.
Why don't you say it?
I don't even. You made a press conference for it. And this is how you respond.
Oh. All right. But is that fair, though?
Yes. I don't think that's not fair. But I also think...
Do you see my reasoning? Do you care?
Sure.
Nah, dude. Don't say you care now. Don't say you care now.
Do I care? I don't think I didn't not care or cared before to care or not care.
So that means
now.
You don't care. Just say... I didn't know if I cared. Yeah, that means you don't fucking care, idiot.
Yeah.
This is why.
It's not like, yeah, I don't care, and sure, I'll do it at the same time. It's not like a
true.
It's not like a hill I'm trying to die on, like no, I'm bringing whoever I want to hang out. It's like, sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to push you, man.
I don't get what the issue is. How do you feel about that? All right.
I just think...
You thought I was going to have a tip for tap back for what you just
no,
said?
No, because I said something else that I thought you were going to bring
oh
up.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to bring up. I'm glad you didn't. Let's not bring that up. But yeah, man. I think it'd be good.
I'm glad you tiptoed into whatever you're
I don't
want to
meet... I just don't want to meet some girl... That you're not, like, it's so much energy to, like, be, like, the supportive, not supportive friend, but, like, to make that a good time.
You are the one making it a good time.
I'm not saying I am, but I feel like I'm, there's a thing on me to do that a little bit.
Yeah.
It's exhausting, dude.
Seems like you're taking a lot of responsibility when I bring people to hang out with you.
Yeah, but Heat and Nuggets, dude.
Heat and the Nuggets.
Set up a finals for the ages. There's past beef between Butler and Jokic, right?
Yeah, they're trying to make some.
Everybody yeah, didn't happen like two seasons ago?
I don't know when it happened, but...
It was crazy. I didn't see it until like the last when they were thinking it was going to be a series. Like they showed them standing outside their locker room. Like Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, I think like Haslam.
What do you mean standing outside the
They were standing outside the locker room, the Nuggets locker room, whenever they were leaving after that game to, like, wait for homeboy to come out.
The media was there taking pictures and they were going to do something?
It looked very menacing.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're, yeah.
Four hooded black men.
You know? Wow.
Yeah. You. That's what you were going to say, right?
That's what I was thinking, but you...
Not everyone knows what you're thinking. That's the problem.
And you just guess.
And you have a beautiful mind. Yeah. That was right. I was right, dude. Have you been letting go when you're on stage? Just like letting, like if your thought has a little trail, do you go down those woods?
Yeah, a little bit more. I feel like that's the only sparks I've been catching. Like I'll be doing just random jokes and then it'll catch a little fire and I'll like go with it for a second and then just have to like another joke and like see if one of them like catch a little spark.
Yeah.
But that's been about it.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. No 10-minute sets. No. No fucking showcases yet. I feel like when those things start approaching you, you'll feel ready.
Yeah.
More confident.
Yeah. How have you been getting good sleep? You've been sleeping good?
Better.
Yeah.
Better. It's never been great, but it's been better. I don't go to sleep at 2 a.m. anymore.
Yeah. I've been doing this. That's bad.
You've been going to sleep at 2 a.m.
Yeah. And I can wake up at like 6 or 7 because he wakes up. It's dumb. And then like my brain knows I shouldn't be doing it, and then I just do it.
Because it wants to see how strong you are.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, your brain is stronger than you are.
Whoa.
You know, the mind, body, spirit, your mind is stronger than your spirit.
God.
That's the clip.
When's the last time you did DMT?
Never.
Never?
I mean, yes, but no. Like, I tried it, but didn't really. I don't feel like nothing breakthroughable happened. So, once, I guess.
It's cool, man.
What about yourself?
I've never done it, and I would never do it. It's fucking drugs, dude.
It's a crazy question.
And I would stay away from it if I were you guys.
And I think you're within statute of limitations, so. You got some explaining to
do. No, I actually did do it during the pandemic. That's when I did it. I had your little pin.
That was the thing I was talking about.
Yeah.
But did it do anything?
I would get spiritually freaky in my room by myself. For like a week.
Spiritually freaky.
Yeah. I would sit and put on a TM, like a YouTube video. It was 30 minutes long. And I would just hit that thing as hard as I could. Transcendental meditation or whatever. Transcend.
Like little spiral fucking.
Yeah, and the guided ones, and it just tells you when to breathe, and then it'll have like little like like it'll have like little chants. You know, wow.
You're trying to take yourself there.
Yeah. And then I would come out and I would put the pen back where you had it. Cause I didn't know. I didn't really ask to hit it. And then I would just be sweating and shaking for like the next day.
Stole a trip to La La Land. Put the keys back on the hook.
It's one less go around for Dean. But yeah, it was just literally like
my paranoia and walk.
Yeah, that was.
Okay.
When you steal psychedelic drugs, it has the opposite effect.
You're not going to have a good trip. How about this? When you steal drugs, you're not going to have a good trip.
Yeah. That's the moral of that story.
It'll put something on your spirit.
We can make this a short one. I feel like you're...
What are we at?
33 minutes.
Wow.
If you know.
Feels like eternity.
Right? That's how you know it's not good.
That's how you know it's good. Instantly starts editing it. This one's not getting released.
No, we'll just put it out. Quick one. We got to do another one pretty soon. We got to
feed the people.
Get better.
Be better.
And I won't be so
whiny. I've been doing fucking therapy shit. You need to figure out your therapy shit.
Yeah. I got to talk to a male dude. All the men are booked up. I wonder why. You know?
Because a lot of dudes want to talk to him. Is that what you're saying?
A lot of dudes have problems and or there's a shortage. There could be a lot of different reasons. I don't know why I said that, but meant to apply that.
What
men,
are you trying to say?
That men were the best and most sought after psychologists, but I have no idea. It's just that's why I need to go.
Natural
see one.
Misogyny.
Yeah. You said you talked to a therapist, right? Or is that?
Yeah.
Did I just violate some HIPAA law or some shit?
No, you're always violating HIPAA law, but yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been helpful.
Oh, you multiple times?
You've seen? My second time is going to be tomorrow.
Yeah. Hour?
Yeah.
In person or
Zoom?
Zoom.
Yeah.
Paranoia, dude.
What's the paranoia?
I'd be like, who are you recording this?
Yeah, they are.
Damn. I can't do this. Yes, yeah, sir, I am. It's required for quality assurance.
Yeah, you signed that. Remember when I told
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm not doing this. This? I'm not doing this. Hey, bro, can I get my copay back? Because I didn't read that part.
There was no signature that said you know how to read, was there?
Yeah, there's no fucking way I would have that recorded.
Why?
Don't tell him anything, like, incriminating or anything.
What do you think I've done?
Or about what you're thinking.
Hey, don't tell him about this shit.
What you're thinking about doing. Like, don't tell him. Just be safe on there. What? Just be safe with your therapist, please, in what you say.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Be really guarded when you go in there.
Matter of fact, do you want to talk to me?
The best way to do it is just not open up at all. Let them try to break through, because then they'll get to the real stuff.
And you pay for that.
Yeah.
See how good they are.
Yeah.
And that's when the therapy starts.
Yeah. That would be kind of funny to just to pay a therapist to fuck with them.
Figure out if they can break you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if they do break you in the worst way, and all the money was worth it?
Ooh. Yeah, then it's worth it. They fix you.
It's a win-win. I get to have yeah, yeah. fun, and hopefully it works out.
Yeah, I'm not a sociopath anymore.
Or, a lot of fun, still a sociopath. Therapist sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. I'm glad to see you're doing that.
Yeah.
Why don't you
text in the right direction?
You should talk to him about this whole thing you've been going with the back and forth and the hoodahs. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna tomorrow.
I won't get too in depth. You know,
you
I mean.
Always want to. That's, yeah.
That's not my business.
It's you make it your business.
LLC Dean's business. That's what I should name my business.
Dean's business. Dean's business LLC.
Incorporated.
Did you start a business? Yeah, it's yours. Well, it's mine, but.
It's in your name. No, it's literally your name. Can you do that?
That'd be awesome.
I don't think I could know you, because then you have like rights. Like it could be
suing rights. That's okay. Do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just actually, in case anything happens. I don't think
that's true.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's all mine, right? Built it from the ground up.
All right. Well, we got to 37 minutes.
All right. Well, you got to make a promise then.
What's a promise?
You make a promise.
Oh, I'm going up tomorrow. You're going to Los Rotos Dojos, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Went that well.
Yeah. June 1st, 2023. I will be there.
We're going to watch the game at Los Rotos.
No. Fuck, the game's on. Well, I mean, it's basketball. Second half will be fine.
That's what you think about championship basketball, second half.
Yeah, 7-game series. Denver's most likely going to just drop some nuggets on those boys.
Got some real nuggets on those boys.
Yeah. Some Joker balls on Jimmy Butler. What's your prediction for the series?
Nuggets in 4.
Nuggets in 4. Nuggets, so a straight sweep.
4, yeah.
Wow. I say Nuggets in 5. I think Miami will get a home win and the Nuggets come back and finish it off.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Miami just... They were locked in to go and then locked in to fail, and now they just so happen to be in there and everybody's back on their side.
For some reason, I mean, I thought they had game 7. Like, I didn't think they were going to lose that.
I felt like they lost all the momentum, dude. They pulled momentum out of their ass to win game 7.
Yeah, but Jason Tatum's not it.
Yeah, it's crazy. These guys just...
Jaylen Brown's not it.
Yeah.
Smart.
They just need
Horford?
One more. They need one more.
Horford's
the fucking...
He's the rock. He's the rock,
no,
though.
You gotta get out of
here. He's the rock.
Smart's the rock. Horford can kick rocks.
Dude, Smart throws fucking rocks as pass. Like, he had that one errant pass at the end of the game.
Al Horford is old as... You know what I mean?
It's great.
He's as old as the sky is blue.
Florida Gator. It's great.
Yeah, he won with like Joakim Noah and Tim Tebow.
He's a legend. Yeah. Yeah. You don't get rid of that. He's like the Haslam of their team, but he can play better. You know what I mean?
Haslam wasn't that good.
But he's like a guy. He's a culture guy.
Culture guy. Is culture. That what you said, a black guy.
Culture.
And you're naming another black guy.
Culture guy.
Culture guy. What do you think culture means? Like when you bring culture to a team.
Culture is. Is. Culture is the foundation in which your locker room is built. Like you gotta. It's big strong black men, dude. I don't know. What do you want me to say? I can't riff right now. Can't riff and keep it together.
Yeah, that's what you need. Racially. You need to get that fucking stage spark going again.
Yeah.
That juice pot, wet. Yeah. Your honey pot is dry.
I hope I look good on camera, dude. I've been worried about that, too. I know. My body language is all fucked up.
Hey, you look mad uncomfortable, B.
Yeah, do you see my toe?
Look crazy uncomfortable, son.
You look mad out of alignment, boy. What the fuck? Why'd I say boy? Son.
Oh, my God.
I panicked, dude.
You're an alien in 1930s.
I sound like ChatGPT.
You're mad out of alignment, boy. All right.
All that. Dude, we're 41 minutes. We got there. Dude, that was our goal,
we're
right?
We just fine. We're
41 minutes.
That was our goal, right?
Yeah, dude.
Remember we wrote that on the poster? Yeah.
Remember when we storyboarded this podcast?
We collected all the minutes.
We wrote this out.
This week we're gonna have all the minutes enough to pay everybody their salaries.
We're getting to the end of the script. Few final words from our leader, the most likable one in the bunch. Take him home, Dean. What would you like to go out with and to start with? Because everything you say is the end of something, but also the beginning. So say it. Say what we all want to hear.
You threw me off on the last bit. What the people need to hear.
Into the audio.
Into the audio mic. What the people need to hear is that you gotta live today like there's too many yesterdays. You know? And you're never gonna get the yesterdays. You gotta make the yesterdays today's and live for not looking back.
I think I got that one on mic. Huh. I farted while you were talking.
That's crazy.
And I heard it in the headphones, but you didn't hear it. So you think that was really poignant, but it was really pungent, if you know what I'm saying. That's guys, crazy. We will see you next week on the podcast. We'll be in your ears. And while that's happening, please keep liking.
Yes.
Sharing.
Absolutely.
Subscribing.
Get it done.
And as always,
stay relatable.